Dear brothers and sisters, my name is Veronika Ulrike Bartel. I'm coming from Germany and my website is handsforcharity.de. This is part number 2 from my audio message, A Covenant with Yeshua HaMachia. Brothers and sisters, I got a vision a couple days ago. It was exactly on 10th of March in 2011. I saw myself in my bed. It was around 11 o'clock in the evening in German time. And then I was looking out of my window and I saw suddenly Jesus Christ in the clouds. And then I was thinking, now is the time for the rapture. I was so excited, but nothing was happening. And then I listened to a voice, and this voice told me, you have to wait 12 more days. I don't know if the rapture take place on 21 or 22 of March. I don't know. It is just a dream. But this gave my attention. Brothers and sisters, I will call right now my brother Veselin. He is a steward from the German airline Lufthansa. I told you this story in part number 1 from the audio message. And what he is telling you, this makes you excited as well. Amen and goodbye.
My dear brothers and sisters, I'm the Lufthansa steward. My name is Veselin. I'm the one that Veronika Ulrike had told you in your first message, part 1. She had a dream, a vision, 1.5 years before. Everything about her dream and vision, you can listen when you listen to her first message. I want to tell you that I had a dream long before, a vision, not a dream, long before in March or April 2010. I don't remember exactly which month, but I guess it was in March. And it was a vision that I had very clearly about the rapture and the big earthquake, what was taken place before that. And you have to know that I'm a flight attendant. I'm often traveling to San Francisco and the Los Angeles area. But in this vision that I had, I was in San Francisco. And it was like every time when I'm there, it was something about, I don't know, it was at 12, between 12 or 2 o'clock. It was, you know, at the lunchtime. And I was walking down the streets in San Francisco, going for a lunch, and I was there in a grocery store, and I was talking with some people. And during this talking and laughing that I had with some people, a big, big earthquake came. And I saw, like many buildings, like the whole earth was shaking, and many buildings were struggling, and I saw also people dying, and it were a big chaos all around. The people were screaming, and I was so scared. And at this moment, also the building collapsed. But at this moment, in this situation, I only thought, okay, now that was it. Now I'm gonna die. But before this happened, I saw a big, big angel. And this angel was very huge. It was about 3 or 4 meters high. And with his hands, he saved me so that the building couldn't collapse about me. So I had, it was a big hole in this building. So I couldn't get out. And he told me, get out. Don't be afraid. And I left this building and I saw the streets. And it was close to the ocean. I remember it very well. And it was really awful. Everywhere people were screaming. It was really a big earthquake with damages and with many people running around screaming. A big chaos. And then I was running on a hill. It was like a hill. You know that San Francisco, there are a lot of hills. And I was running on the hills on the street. And then I heard something. Before that, I never knew that in the Bible, I read about the shofar, you know, the last trumpet. But I heard the last trumpet, and the whole earth was shaking. It was a deep, deep sound. It was from the earth, but it also came from the heaven. And I heard this trumpet, and it was the shofar. After this vision, and months ago, I've never knew exactly what the shofar means in the Bible. But then I realized that it was the shofar that I heard in my vision. And then this sound was very deep and trembling, and the whole earth were constantly shaking during this. And then a really strong voice came from heaven, and I looked up, and this voice told me, don't be afraid, be glad and joy, because the Lord is coming. And I knew that soon, or in this situation, the rapture will take place. But I didn't saw the rapture. It was like that it started. So I didn't saw exactly the rapture, or I didn't how it takes place. It was the situation, the earthquake in combination with the rapture, or that should take place. This was my dream. And it was the only dream that I had in my life. Never I had a dream like this before, about something what will happen in combination with the rapture. And then, last month in January, after I get in touch with through the Lord with Veronica, I had also a dream, and it was really strange to me. So this was also the reason that I kept this dream for me, and also didn't was telling this dream also to anybody else. And in this dream I saw it was very foggy, and I saw something like a timeline. I don't know, maybe sometimes you see a line, and there were the months from this year, from 2011, from January till December, but it was so foggy that on this timeline you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see the month. So foggy was it. And then a voice came and told me, look exactly. And I was wondering, I couldn't see anything. And an instance, I saw the month March. I only saw the name of the month, and I saw March. And then I was wondering, because there was nothing else in this dream, only March. And then I asked, what is on March? What is so special on this March? Because it was still very foggy, and you couldn't see anything. And then the voice said, and also a hand, I could see a hand, and the hand pointed at the March and told me again, look, come closer, look. And then I saw the March, the month March. I couldn't see any day. It was written like March, but I could see something very special. I could see a stairway. It was a stairway, you know, like a stairway that you can see. It was very, very clear. A stairway that was going up. And there was another stairway, and that was going down. And I was really wondering, and I was in this dream, I asked, what is this, what happens, what is the meaning of that? But the voice only somebody told me and had a question or gave me a question. I had the feeling that the question asked me, will you be with me? It was a question. I really don't know. I know something big will happen. Something tremendous will happen on this month, but I really can't say exactly what it means. If this will be the big earthquake that I saw in my vision last year, or the rapture, or the earthquake, or other earthquakes, I really don't know. But I know it's something special, because usually I didn't have a lot of visions in my life. And I'm not a prophet, I'm not someone who has a lot of visions, and that's the reason why I know that this dream is very special. So, and I want to make sure that you know that you can think about it and pray about it to the Lord, and may the Lord bless you. Amen.
Hello, brother. You forgot something. In the first time we met each other, you was traveling one day later to San Francisco. And we were thinking that at this time, the rapture will take place. And you forget to tell that you exactly one day later, you get sick. And from this time on, you are still sick. You didn't travel to anywhere. And please tell the people what's going on in this time.
Yes, Veronica, that's true. One day later, then we get in touch. And I flew to San Francisco. And it was because I heard about your vision. And we knew that I'm the steward that you had in your dream. And I really thought, or we all really thought, that maybe the rapture will take place, or this earthquake, during this time in January when I was there. But from this time now in San Francisco, I really get sick, really, really bad sick. And from this time, I couldn't fly anywhere because I'm really sick, and I'm still till 25th of March, I don't will fly anywhere.
Yes, brother, you didn't fly anywhere since this time we met each other. Thank you. It is so important that what you got, what I got, and this is coming perfectly together. This gave my attention, this gave your attention, and we want to give all the glory to our mighty God in heaven. And I will thank you to my Father in heaven that he had so much mercy in my life, with me and with my kids, and that he took me to serve him in these last days. Brothers and sisters, get ready for the Lord. Go on your knees and go to the Lord and say, Lord, is something wrong in my life? Clean me with the blood of Yeshua. And everything, if you are mad against other people, whatever, you have to forgive. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, I'm telling you, you will be left behind. Now it's time that you get clean. It is not enough, I told you before, that you say yes to Jesus. That is not enough. We have to live a holy life, you and I. And we have to give our family in the hand of Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the only one who could save our family. He has to be the first in our life. Brothers and sisters, I hope we see each other very soon in heaven. This is Veronica and Vaseline, and we say goodbye and amen.